So it's interesting how difficult it is on a one-to-one. Just think of how difficult it is to balance off 24 energies to create a molecule. That's going to be more difficult still. But first of all, before we create a molecule, the participants in it need to understand how to create an individual atom. How to create an individual atom so that you can share with another person and have your energies balanced. And understand what causes those balancing of energies. Now the energies that we need to balance on three different levels. The physical, the emotional, and the mental. In the higher spheres, they're already in really good balance. And when people go after a mate, they usually do it completely upside down. What they need to do is balance, first of all, achieve union and balance on the higher level and then go down. And the human tendency is to merge and have union on the lower level and then try to go up. And that's much slower. The much quicker way is to seek the union on the higher level and then go down. But the natural tendency is to be attracted on the physical level and then have sex as soon as possible and then try to get to understand the person emotionally and other ways. And that's the normal way that human beings do it. Because physical attraction is the first thing that causes us to be attracted to another human being. Even among friends, we judge our friends by how they look to a good deal, even where there's no sex involved at all. You look at a person and you think, well, that's an interesting looking person. I'd like to get to know him or her better. And if it's somebody of the opposite sex that you want to get romantically involved in, you think, boy, that person's hot. Boy, I'd like to have a close physical relationship with that person. People do it upside down. They gravitate together on the physical level first. And this is why all the prophets and the spiritual teachers have taught about sex and controlling the sex urge, because it's much more advantageous to start the relationship on the highest level that you can ascend to. So if you're an emotional person, share emotionally first. If you're a reasonable thinking person, try to ascend to the level of thought. If you're a spiritual person, try to ascend to the level of spirit and link with that person spiritually. So link with that person spiritually first, and then go down to the mental, and then go down to the emotional, and then go down to the physical. And then when you go down to the physical, your physical sharing will be much more enhanced than it would have been if you would have started there to begin with. Then when you share physically, you're sharing physically, you're sharing emotionally, and you can share in your mental and spiritual bodies. And that's the ultimate sex. And speaking of sex, it's interesting in the Bible, the word for sex is no. Adam knew Eve and begat Seth, or Cain and Abel, or whoever it was. And so it's interesting. It doesn't say Adam had sex with Eve, but Adam knew Eve. And then there's another scripture it says, and this is eternal life to what? Know God. It's eternal life to have sex with God, according to the Bible, if you interpret it literally throughout. And sex is a knowing of the other person. And you can have sex more than physical. You can have sex on an emotional level and mental level and also a spiritual level. So physical sex is just one aspect of sex. So those that are seeking sex only on the physical level are missing out on a lot more of the higher dimensions of the relationship. And unfortunately, for I'd say about half of the people out there, the physical level is by far the thing that their main focus is on. A lot of people are really hesitant to even share on the emotional level. A lot of people are afraid, like I said, of getting hurt, so they don't want to share very much. They just want to share just a little bit so the other person won't have any power to hurt them. So they limit their sharing. They limit their thoughts. Imagine in this political divide that we have on, if a Trump supporter is married to a Hillary Clinton supporter or a Bernie Sanders supporter, what kind of mental sharing can those two have? Or Catholic married to a Mormon, that interferes also. But it's important to have sharing on every level possible. And then if we can share on the physical, emotional, and mental, if we're capable of doing that, then there can be a spiritual sharing. And the spiritual sharing is the highest we can conceive of. Like already talked about, when we looked in each other's eyes, we had a little bit of a spiritual sharing there, and that was an interesting experience. But they say the eyes are the windows to the soul. When you look in anyone's eyes, you have a little bit of spiritual sharing with that person if you look in that person's eyes. And you can see into their soul, and you can sense things about them. But there's a lot of things involved in making a relationship work. To make a relationship work, we need honest communication on different levels. The emotional level, the mental level, and through our physical actions. This is one of the problems that we have is when people get their feelings hurt, they don't want to admit their feelings are hurt. And so they tend to suppress. And people also tend to deny. There's a tendency to deny your feelings and thoughts. For instance, a lot of people will want to see themselves as very, very highly evolved. So they want to deny that they have the flaws that regular people have. We all have different things that we're subject to. And some people will actually deny that they could be jealous or angry or hate anything or anything like this. I have these negative things. And if a person actually denies that they have this, then they can't correct it because they can't see it. So we have to examine ourselves completely. Because, for instance, when you begin a relationship, there's always, just about always, a certain amount of jealousy involved because the relationship is fragile and it's tender, it's just starting. And so if you find somebody you're really attracted to and you're competing with other people out there, you may have some legitimate feelings of jealousy. On the other hand, maybe you have established relationship, but then we have that situation of the boss flirting with your wife, and you may have some jealousy over that. What jealousy is a fear of loss. Now, if there's a legitimate threat and there's a legitimate fear of loss, that jealousy feeling is completely justified. What we need to do when we have these negative feelings is recognize them for what they are and deal with them in as harmless way as possible. And the human nature for a lot of us is to deny that we even have them, or else go the other extreme and go into rage and be completely unreasonable and then make matters worse. So I act like the bull in the China shop type situation. So what we have to do is be honest in our communications on all levels. One of the keys of liberation is the word honesty. Because without being completely honest with ourselves and others, we cannot obtain pure soul contact, and the soul is completely honest. So the soul is completely honest with us, and all the higher spiritual levels, there's complete openness, truth, and honesty. And we live in a world where there's distortion. If you want to see distortion, just look at the political arguments going about. Watch any cable channel where they're having a political discussion, and you just see distortion out the yin-yang. It's amazing. People distorting everybody else's point of view. Nobody wants to understand each other these days. We live in a time that's comparable to just before this American Civil War. Just before the American Civil War, they were at each other's throats. There was this one senator that got so irritated at another. He was a slaveholder that didn't like another senator's views on freeing the slaves, and he beat him with his cane almost to death. He didn't get hardly any punishment over it either, which was an amazing thing.